For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. Yesterday, I talked about how impressed I am with our state's chief game warden, who did the right thing after making a mistake while he was hunting. But what should you do if you make a similar mistake? It's not hard to accidentally make a mistake while you're hunting. Wild animals don't always behave predictably, the weather can make things difficult, or you can simply get the many rules confused. Mistakes can happen, and if you hunt long enough or often enough, you'll make one. The important thing is how you handle that mistake. As I said yesterday, Wyoming's chief game warden, Brian Nesbitt, was hunting with his son a few weeks ago and had an honest mistake result in an overlimit on elk, which is a serious game law violation. As long as you handle it right, like Brian did, if this happens to you, it's not the end of the world. The first thing you should do, according to Nesbitt, is to take care of the edible portions of the animal. No matter whether it's a perfectly legal harvest or a mistake, you need to make sure the meat isn't wasted. The very next thing you need to do is to get a hold of a game warden if you can. Nesbitt had a satellite phone, which made it a lot easier to call. If you can't call the game and fish right away, you can pack the meat out so it doesn't get ruined by predators and try to call the game warden again when you get closer to civilization. You might have to pay a fine like Nesbitt did, or you might be cautioned to be more careful in the future. The meat from the extra animal will be confiscated, for sure, but you'll probably get to keep the meat you had a valid license for. But whatever you do, don't try to sweep the incident under the rug. Do the right thing and call it in, and learn from it. Make sure you don't get yourself into that situation again. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.